Let's face it, life isn't easy. If you're stuck in a bad relationship, betrayed or afraid of tomorrow, financially insecure or desperate for a breakthrough, you've come to the right place. Dr. Carmen Hara is a renowned psychologist, intuitive, relationship expert, and best-selling author, and she's here to give you the miracle guidance you need. Her new call-in show, Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life, offers profound wisdom, practical advice, daily exercises, and empowering predictions, all for you. Dr. Hara's show aims to eliminate everyday problems, big and small, with topics like healing your relationships, reclaiming your power, achieving better health, dealing with loss, and so much more. Regain the joy, stability, and fulfillment you deserve to feel. Tune in to Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life with host Dr. Carmen Hara, live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern, and find the answers you've been looking for.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Miracle Guidance. I'm Carmen Hara, live every Tuesday evening, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on Home Time Radio. And tonight, we're going to talk about love, as another Valentine's Day is coming very soon. So, for those of you who are in a healthy love relationship, this is going to be so much fun, and it's going to be an exciting holidays. But for all of you who feel confused, hurt, and less than happy with your relationship, this day is the right day for introspection and the right day to think about it and to take action. So tonight's show is called the Love Episode because we'll cover many of the most important aspects needed to make a relationship work. How to fix common and not so common relationship, how to communicate, how to develop emotional intimacy, and so much more. When we enter a relationship, we never think of too much. We try to play the love card, and we think everything is going to be okay. But as a psychologist and as a relationship counselor for many years, I can tell you, I speak from experience when I say there is more to the art of love than we can imagine. Because people are complex, are riddled with flaws and deep desires, and sometimes desperately seeking to be understood. What I see in my practice is people coming to me and telling me, I feel misunderstood. I feel like nobody gets me. So that's where the frustration comes. But sometimes, you know, people need help to release the love that they hold within. Our goal in a relationship should be to help our partner become the most authentic, the highest, the most loving self. So when this happens, then the relationship flows smoothly. But what I can see happening very often is that we continue to make the same mistakes in our relationship and expect different results. So what's worse is that our insecurities lead us to act in ways that damage a healthy relationship. Now, different partners draw different emotion out of us. Some we didn't even know we had. And sustaining a healthy relationship becomes difficult. So how do we navigate through it and improve the quality of love? And I came up with what I call the 8 golden relationship rules. And these are meant to reintroduce harmony and stability into your relationship. And the first golden rule is develop emotional intimacy. Because many couples live together physically, but they don't live emotionally together. They live apart emotionally. So emotional intimacy is knowing what your partner needs before he even gets a chance to ask, and you will pick up on his feelings and realize that there's something you need to do about it. So develop that sense of emotional intimacy by being open to your partner and sensitive to his needs. Very important, the emotional intimacy, I tell you, is probably as important as the physical intimacy. The second golden rule is plan a life together. people don't plan things together. They just live together, whatever's going to happen. But envisioning a future with your partner inspires you to take the right steps towards manifesting your long-term goal. So talk about the years ahead, plan the house that you're going to buy, think how you want that to be, plan your financial investment, plan the idea of a family, think of how many kids you want to have. So planning a life together is one of the golden rules. The third golden rule is bring comfort. When your partner wants to come home, he wants to come home to peace, not to headache. Let's say you go to work for 7-8 hours, then you got stuck in the traffic. So when you come home, you want to feel safe. You want to feel nurtured. You want to feel at peace. You want to relax. But when your partner starts talking about problems, the moment you enter the door, about the bills, about argument, about all kinds of stuff, then things start to feel to fall apart. You can do your arguments later and find ways of saying things when the atmosphere is calm and appropriate for conversation. The fourth golden rule is act in the right time. As I said many times on the show, is that time can be your biggest enemy or your best friend. At any given moment, time is either for or against your efforts. So the wisdom is to recognize when you should act versus when you should wait. If you listen to your inner voice, you can actually feel the tides of time. You can demystify the tides of time. So don't obligate your partner to do things in a certain amount of time, pushing him to get married, pushing him to buy a home, pushing him, because this is your notion of time and it's not his notion of time. So take the big step forward when you are both in complete agreement about the time. The fifth golden rule is don't put him down. Don't put your partner down, because every day you have the choice to play on your partner's emotion, on his weaknesses, or to retaliate against him. And so you have a choice to either play on his weakness or empower him. So if you constantly complain about what is he doing this and he's doing it wrong, he'll never feel motivated to do anything wrong. So no relationship can improve under negative words, negative energy. So there are gentle ways to get your partner to understand what it is that he needs to do differently. You need to find the right words. Like we used to say, you know, the sound makes the music. The way you say things, that's the sound coming from your inner self. Number six is don't get even. No matter what your partner has done wrong or done wrong in the past, don't retaliate. Keep your personal karma clean by always treating the other person the way you want to be treated, regardless of the way he behaves towards you. Like there's a saying, you know, this is your duty to yourself, not to anyone else. And there's that saying, like I wanted to mention before, the way others treat you is their karma. The way you respond to the way they treat you, it's your karma. So then that's your action. So pay attention to your action. The seventh rule is don't assume or blow things out of proportion, which we always do. So before you act, sit and reflect, like count to 100. It is really as bad as I assume. Is it exactly the way I need to say it? So the truth always lies somewhere in the middle. So speak to your partner openly about what's bothering you instead of blowing up on him. So many times we amplify the severity of a situation out of our own fears, out of our own negative emotion, own insecurity, when in reality it's not what we think it is. So before assuming things that might be false, ask yourself if it's really worth good decision to jeopardize your relationship. And the last golden rule, in my opinion, and these are my golden rules, is don't act out of desperation. Please, for everybody listening, think your decision through, think it through before you act on your decision. Acting on desperation produces more desperation. If you're desperate to get your partner to change, which you know is very hard to make somebody to change, but don't threaten your partner that I'm going to break up, I'm going to leave you. He might not know how to change. So let your feelings settle down before approaching him. Always try to see the logic beyond your emotion. I think there's a lot of wisdom in this word. See your logic beyond your emotion, because we think emotionally. We should think logically, you know, and then let the emotion flow. So love relationships are difficult to maintain if both partners don't do their part. So if you feel your partner has become complicated, if you want to talk to me about it, if you think you're not sure whether this is your right partner, if you're not sure whether you should stay, you should leave, you should divorce or just and then decide to be single, or you want to try to fix your relationship and make your marriage improve, then let's talk. So call in to speak with me at 202-570-7057, and my wonderful producer, Christopher, is going to connect you with me, 202-570-7057. And I'm going to take, I know I have always have wonderful people calling in, and I'm going to take the first caller. And then, of course, I'm going to continue giving you more tips, and I hope that many of you will be willing to speak with me about your relationship, because we can get to the bottom of it and we can come up with something extraordinary. I'm going to go to Rose in New Jersey. Hi, my dear Rose. How are you?
Hi, Carmen. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Absolutely, my love.
I don't
I'm here
have
for
a
you.
Question because I'm not in one right now. And I'm wondering
okay.
What me and my future with regards to relationship and love and romance.
Okay, let me put it this way. If we go back in time, if we go back 5 years ago, were you in a relationship 5 years ago?
No, I wasn't.
When do you remember being in a relationship? We need to go back in time. When was the last time that you can say, I was in love or I had somebody in my life? And the reason I'm asking you this, bringing love back into your life, we have to go back and question ourselves. When was the last time I was in love? How was it? Did I disconnect from the feeling I love? What happened to me that I spent so many years by myself? And am I okay with that? Am I okay with myself? Is it something that I'm missing? Is it something that I'm doing wrong? Do you understand what I'm trying to say?
I do. It's been a while, but I'm definitely ready, and I'm going out more now. I just don't want to be alone anymore. And
you're not going to be. The moment you say, I don't want to be alone, and I'm going out, and I'm getting ready, and I'm working on myself, and I try to look the best, and I try to invest in me, and I give myself all the love that I deserve, that I'm going to bring that person in. You know, reality reflects what the mind projects. You are not projecting this probably for a period of time. There must have been a reason why you are not projecting it. And that usually has to do with something that probably happened at some point into your life. And
right.
Sometimes we don't feel loved enough because our upbringing, the background, our parents, the family were not supportive of us enough, you know. Were not giving us the love that we needed at that time. So we felt empty. There was some kind of an emptiness in your soul. So I personally see you in a relationship this spring. I think it's happening immediately because I agree with you. You are ready. And
oh, yeah.
do everything you can to go out there, because there's no other way to meet somebody. And I'm not necessarily so saying go and meet somebody online. Absolutely. I don't believe that much. Not that you cannot meet somebody online, but I, from my experience and dealing with so many people, I've seen a lot of cases that turn not to be positive with the online dating, you know. I feel people, you know, I'm kind of an old school. People should go out and this is the way you meet the person. I feel somebody comes into your life who's a little bit younger than you, 1 or 2 years younger, not an age difference. I feel somebody who's been alone himself for a while, somebody who looks younger than his age because he's in a good shape, exercising a lot. I don't know why this comes to my mind. I'm telling you what comes to my mind, like giving you like a sense, a description of a person. Somebody who drives a very elegant car, who has great taste. He's also very much put together. It's very nice to see a man who's very put together, you know, and very organized and in a way very business oriented. So he's a successful man. You're going to like that about you. I see the two of you in a restaurant. My image of you and him is in a beautiful place. I see him treating you like you deserve, bringing you flowers, you know, like doing all those things like that men don't do anymore, like helping you to sit on the chair or opening the door of a car or those beautiful things that have something to do with the education. But he's wonderful. So you never regret waiting for him. One day you will say, well, I've been alone for a while, but when I met this man, I felt was worth waiting. Mm-hmm. I didn't go into a short relationship that were deceiving and in which I felt abandoned or hurt or betrayed or lied or, you know, so I don't have any of those feelings because I kept myself intact. I kept my feelings in check and I was healthy emotionally. So because you're healthy emotionally, you'll bring into your life somebody who's very healthy emotionally himself. So, Rose, I need to go to a break. If you still want to ask me something, hold on the line, okay, my dear? Love you.
Best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Hi, this is New Age Grammy winner Paul Avgerinos. Thanks for listening to Om Times Radio, and please support my peaceful healing music with a purchase at iTunes, Amazon, or wherever you shop for fine music. Just put my name into the search engine, Paul Avgerinos, A, V like Victor, G like George, E-R-I-N-O-S. You can also visit me at roundskymusic.com. Thanks for listening, and I'm wishing you the brightest of blessings.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
And I'm back on Om Time Radio. I'm Carmen Jara, and I'm going to summarize again for you the 8 golden relationship rules. The number one rule, develop emotional intimacy. The second rule is plan a life together with your partner. The third rule is bring your partner comfort. The fourth is act in the right time. The fifth is don't put your partner down. The sixth is don't get even with your partner. The seventh, don't assume or blow things out of proportion. And the eighth is don't act out of desperation. Think your decision through before you act on your decision. And I'm going to go and see some other callers that are with me tonight. And I'm going to talk to Simona from Vancouver. Hi, Simona. How are you, my dear?
Hi, Carmen. I'm good. How are you? Very happy. Thank you so much.
How's everything with you, Simona? This episode is called the love episode. So when it comes to love, what can you tell me about your life?
Carmen, so I'm in a relationship, but it's a little bit complicated because I think, feel like things are not moving forward the way I want. Mm-hmm. I wanted to ask you a little bit about, because I feel fear. I don't know why.
Right.
But even now with Valentine's Day, I feel like, oh my God, if things are not going my way, and I'm afraid I'm projecting this in my, and maybe that's why things are not moving forward, because I'm just good at those steps, what you said before, intimacy, comfort, I'm doing the right things, I think. But I feel like that fear, and that's me. And I have reasons, okay? It's not totally, but.
Right. Well, give me one of the reasons.
Why I'm afraid?
Yeah, what is the reason of your fear?
That I'm going to lose him, that something is going to happen. And
where is this fear coming from? Has this happened to you before? Did it ever happen to you that you were with somebody and you felt abandoned or you lost that relationship, if we go back in time?
Yes.
Okay. So usually if something like this happens, unconsciously we'll project that in the new situation. So what you need to do is get rid of those memories. It's very hard to get rid of memories, but try to somehow delete them. Try to somehow replace them with the new feelings and the awareness, like you said, I'm afraid that this might happen. But you telling yourself every single day a million times, I'm confident in this. This is the right person. This is the person for me. I'm going to make this work. Nothing wrong is going to happen here because I'm in control. I'm a different person. I'm at a different level of my evolution. I can manage this. This man loves me. So, and apply. Are you applying any of the rules that I gave tonight? Any of these rules?
Yes.
To make him feel make him feel comfortable, not to act on your fear and your desperation, Don't never, you know, try to put him down. Like, always try to empower him. Like, bringing him the comfort if he comes home, making sure, you know, he has a good meal on the table. And you welcome him, you know, with love and beautiful words. And talking about that emotional intimacy that two people need to develop. Are you doing this?
Yes.
That's, and you're not putting any pressure on him.
Yes.
How long is this relationship working? For how long are you with him?
2 years.
Two years.
But he had ups and downs because he was afraid in the beginning.
Oh, okay. Okay, so there's fear on his part. Now, one of the things that happen when we talk about relationship, you want to make sure that a relationship is evolving and it's not stagnant. So you have to ask yourself, is this relationship really moving forward? Is it really me or it's only him? You know, is my relationship only changing because things always change, or is it really evolving? Where was I with this man 6 months ago, a year and a half ago, when it comes to the evolution of this relationship? Is this relationship just an adventure, or is it something that we can plan together, that there is a life ahead of us, that we want to have a family? And when you say this relationship is complicated, is he taking steps back of making you feel, I'm not interested, or I don't want to move forward, I don't want to really have a life with you?
Yes, sometimes. And then he comes back and everything is fine. That's why,
okay.
I'm afraid, probably.
Yeah. So he's playing on your insecurities. Actually, you are projecting those, because your insecurity will make him do this. You understand how the mechanism of it? It's like there's a saying, whatever you're afraid, you cannot escape, you know, because you are projecting that, and by projecting it, you see this manifesting. But the
exactly.
fact that he
That's
always comes,
it.
Yeah, the way that he's always coming back means he wants to be with you. But you have to make sure that these episodes of him walking away or not being consistent are less and less and less, you know? And then you reach a point in which you have... Do you have a good communication with this person? Do you talk to him about himself, about you, about how you feel and where you guys wanna go with each other? Where is in your... Like, that, you know, that conversation that is transformative, you know? It's a good thing to communicate, and when you communicate, you transform something through your words. Like bringing to the surface everything that you need to bring.
And tell exactly what how I feel and what I want. No?
Or... Yeah, and you have to let him... let his emotional guard down before driving into a subject that he doesn't know how to discuss. So that's why communication, knowing how to communicate, it's so powerful. It can change everything. It can change the dynamic of the two of you. It can change the possibilities. And it can take this relationship to the next level, which you... Obviously, within 2 years, you've been up and down and up and down and up and down, like a yo-yo. You've been in a sort of a compulsive situation. You know, you want a stability.
Yeah.
You want harmony. You want balance. You don't want this to happen to you anymore. But the way you communicate can actually change everything. And it has to be very simple. Make it very simple. You know what I mean? A relationship should never be too toxic, too cluttered by all kinds of emotion and hurtful memories who can interfere and compromise habits, you know. The relationship should be pure. It should be maintained very clean, like the cleanest water, you know, the best water. Because its emotions are associated with water. When you cried, you know, there's water. So a relationship should be pure, like water. and should be.
Yeah, because I'm afraid when I. Sorry, go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah, I'm just saying that I don't want to hear from you the word I'm afraid. You're never afraid of anything. From today on, there's no fear. There's a plan in your head that says, from now on, I will never project my fears, because if I do, I can never escape this vicious cycle of in and out and back and forth and in and out. So it's interesting, the way the brain works, the brain adjusts to the situation and continue to project the situation. The moment you say stop, it's exactly like a vicious cycle. You get fat and you can never lose weight, because the brain will adjust to that, those craving, and desperately needs to eat more than you should eat. So the same mechanism applies to emotional self and the way you handle a relationship, in which you cannot escape this vicious cycle that you are in, of in and out and back and forth in your fears. You understand? So I want you today to learn something, to tell yourself, I'm not going to be afraid, and I will never verbalize that I am afraid. It's the last time I'm saying I'm afraid of this. Every single day I'm going to say, no, I know I'm controlling this. I'm in perfect understanding what I need to do. I'm going to make this relationship the best ever, and I have a plan, and I have a time for it. And I'm planning that this relationship 4 months from now will turn into the most harmonious relationship I've ever had, and I can do it. So it's by you empowering you and working, you delete those memories, you take them away. Even talking about them helps. That's why therapy helps, because you talk about something and you get it in, out of you, and it's like deleting it from your subconscious mind. So I want you to simplify everything. I want you to talk about we and never about me when you talk to him, like say, we gonna do this, we. So we are, you are the circle, the unity with him. You're not half of it. You're not me. You understand? You are we. And don't take nothing personally. And you're never a weak in being afraid that he's going to leave you. That will never happen. So yeah, you continue, and you're going to see, and I want you to call me on this one. You're going to see an amazing improvement in the way the relationship gets on that stability platform and stays there, stable. No fluctuation, no in and out, no back and forth, you know? Does it make sense?
Absolutely, Carmen, because that's where I thank you so much. That's the turning point for me. And
mm-hmm. Well, you can continue another 5 years like this. No, you can continue another 2 months like this. And you can continue to believe that this fear is the driving force that's going to ruin everything. Because when you say, I'm afraid, so you step into a territory in which you're not at home, you're not at ease, you're not comfortable. There's something there. And the blame is bringing back the past, seeing him acting strange. But the moment when you say, I'm not going to bring up the past, I'm confident I can make this turnaround. I'm confident this man loves me, and whatever issues are here can be fixed and can be resolved. I'm not going to allow this to happen. So you will be amazed to see how your inner work, the way you speak, the way you think, the way you act, it's going to bring it to the level of comfort and harmony. And that's what you need. And from there on, you're not going to have a problem. The moment you reach that level, there's no going back.
Wow. It's a lot of work. But yeah.
It is, but is it, you know what I mean? Yeah.
Yeah. I wrote down everything you said. Seriously, yeah, because that's why I'm afraid to initiate communication, because I'm afraid, if I push him, if he says this, and there is no reason, it's true.
No reason. Initiate communication with the highest degree of confidence, being like so in tune with the two of you creating that beautiful family together, with the two of you being inseparable, with the two of you becoming the soulmates that you meant to be, you know? In other words, acknowledge you hold more power than you can imagine. So no more of your weaknesses. You don't want him to feel your weaknesses.
Exactly, he feels my weakness. And what's strange is other people, for example, in business,
right.
I'm so good at that. I'm so
right.
good at not being afraid. But
yeah.
in my personal life, I'm like a 5 years old. I don't know. Like.
And also uplift him, you know, like constantly tell him how wonderful he is. Tell him how proud you are of him, you know. Never say anything negative to him in public or at home or anywhere. Say only wonderful things. That level of confidence is going to make this into the most beautiful relationship. And see it, envision it, and act upon it. So... no more fear and desperation out of it. And I want to see results in 2-3 months from now, so feel free to call back the station and we'll talk about it, and you will tell me how this is applying it, how it translates into creating the difference that we wanted to create.
Yeah, and I keep a journal with my feelings. I will call back, absolutely.
Oh, that's wonderful. Please do that. Please do that. You know, write your dominant emotion. I always talk on the radio about we have dominant emotions. And if you have a journal, you write every single day, which is the dominant feeling when you wake up during the day, when you go to sleep, which are your feelings? Are your feelings of fear, insecurity, depression, what are the feelings? Write them down, you know? And after 7 days, you know, a week later, call me on the radio and let's discuss out of 7 days, which is the number one emotion that stands out, which is the strongest feeling that you have.
Definitely.
Okay, my love.
And also, yes, thank you so much. And I also feel like sometimes friends can, so I'm going to stop talking to other people, you know?
No. I speak about this in my books on relationship. I speak about the external influences. We don't need those. We don't want other people to tell us how they feel it, how they see it, because they see it through their own emotional problem. So their understanding can be totally wrong and distorted, and they can really influence us and not in a good way. So go by your own instinct and trust you're an adult, you know what I mean? You can choose for yourself. Yeah. You can make your choice. You don't need anybody else, nor your family, nor your best friends to decide for you, to tell you if this is good or bad. No, this is only you making your own decisions.
I will take a break
my love.
For 1 month.
I have to go to a short break, and I'll be back in a moment. Okay, my love. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
I love you.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Hello, I'm Lisa Berry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living, a chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for, that new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
Hi, this is recording artist and composer Yuval Ron, inviting you to a voyage through the chakras, a new double album of guided meditations to transform your life, a sublime musical medicine for nourishing inner peace and reaching to your higher virtues. Get it now at metamindfulnessmusic.com. M-E-T-T-A mindfulnessmusic.com.
I'm Fidel Nshombo. I was born in a city called Bukavu in the Congo. We were a loving family. And then, boom, everything that I had disappeared in a single day. People think that when you are a refugee and they resettle you to America and all your problems are done, they don't understand that that's the beginning of everything. I was not born a refugee. I was made one.
It's time we welcome refugee families with open arms. Learn more at embracerefugees.org, brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hello, everybody. I'm back on Hometime Radio with my wonderful Christopher. And we were talking about solution for a relationship, for a healthy relationship. And the most effective step you can take towards resolving the challenges in a relationship is to change your attitude. Like seeing things in a different light. And that can shift the energy of the situation entirely. This is not to say that you'll have to let your partner be right all the time or give up to what's fair to you, but you have to try a new approach to deal with the old relationship problems. Like if you're in a committed relationship, it becomes like a daily choice. So every day you and your partner can choose to act in ways that either help or hinder your mutual progress. So you have to pay attention to that. Because in a relationship, it's about evolution, not so much about change, because people are changing anyhow. We are not the same person we were 5 years ago, even not even last month. It's like, unlike a teenager passing through puberty, you won't be able to look in a mirror and see your changes, but they always be obvious. And it's even easier to overlook your partner changes because you see this person so often. So understand how your loved one is transforming and adapt to that person. So you should ask yourself this question regularly. Is my relationship evolving? Is it really evolving, or we are just changing? Evolving the same direction with your significant other is very important, because you see marriages that seem so beautiful at the beginning and then people evolve and go separate ways. You can't afford that. So it's always time to evaluate at which point a relationship becomes stagnant and people start to go separate ways. Very significant in a relationship is the adventure. Try to do things, always something new, break out the routine, travel with your partner. And that comes true in the bedroom, because many men and women found that their sex drive dwindles after years of being with the same person. And I tell you why, medically, because adrenaline and dopamine levels would drop when you are with the same person. And taking away that rush that exists, you know, between two people. So that's not a good indicator. And as you know, sex is a good part of any solid relationship. So take care not to lose your sexual appeal. So reminding yourself that you have to do everything to take a bit of extra time to get ready, to exercise, to look more and more beautiful, like simple action. And as I said before, it's all about communication and not interrogation, because a lot of people interrogate. And think of yourself, do you ever interrogate your partner? Because there is a right way to communicate and a wrong way to communicate. It's important to get your partner to let, as I said, his emotional guard down, and then begin to communicate. And don't communicate aggressively. And make things very simple. You know, cleanse your bond of all toxicity, because people who interfere are toxic. Harmful emotions are toxic. Hurtful memories are toxic. Compromised habits are toxic. So as I said before to my first caller, maintain a relationship very light, very pure. And always integrate the me thing, not the ego. The ego, the me, the we. Integrate the we, not the me. Because the ego in a relationship is the most destructive force. So you have to choose always to bring strength in a relationship and not the weaknesses. And taking responsibility, you know, it's an important step to build a peaceful relationship by being responsible and being receptive and not being desperate. So I'm going to go and take another callers. I think I have my next call is Catherine. Hi, Catherine. How are you, my dear?
I'm well, Carmen. How are you?
I'm super excited of this topic. I'm so passionate about this because I work with people for a very long time. I see how they struggle because of relationships. So I'm going to ask you, how is your love life?
My love life is non-existent. I related to what you said to the first callers, but I'm also learning so much
right
from this call, so thank you for it.
Right. So my question would be probably similar. Why is it non-existent? Is it something within you that feels broken? Is it that you don't feel worthy of it? Is it that something long time ago happened to your soul and you still carry that subconscious memory somewhere? Is it that you don't think you have time? Is it that you self-sabotage yourself? Is
well,
it that you think
I mean,
you're not ready? What is
you
it?
Mentioned it. Yeah, and it's like, I think I haven't been in a relationship for so long. I become so self-reliant.
Right. That makes a
know,
lot
so
of sense. Yes. Yes.
Yeah, and that's not serving me. And I
no
know, I think emotionally as a child, I also had to be self-reliant because there wasn't anybody there.
You see? Yeah, that's it. That's the explanation. Right.
Yeah, and it makes sense. Because, you know, I'm highly sensitive, intuitive, all that kind of stuff, and I was misunderstood.
Right.
And
right
so they didn't know what to do with me, and especially since I felt things so deeply, and they didn't know how to handle
right
it.
Well, that's what you're saying right now resonates so much in my head about feeling misunderstood. That resonates in an incredible way, you know? You feel, mm-hmm, you don't feel understood, you know what I mean, when it comes to
exactly
being with somebody. Yeah. So that's very, very powerful. So this statement is, it defines everything, defines your situation 100%. So
yep,
my advice is let's work on that and let's change that. And by working with your mind to envision for a second. That's why a long time we used to talk about visualization. Actually, visualization are ways of projecting at the level of the consciousness situation and to see whether you respond to them. Like if you close your eyes and you see yourself with somebody that will be this way with you, how will you feel? Like put yourself in different circumstances. Does it make sense?
Right.
In your mind, at the level of your thoughts, because everything starts in the brain. Everything starts with the way you think, what you think you become. And the moment we talk about it and we shift everything and we change everything, it's when we're going to make this really a turnaround. I personally, I'm 100% sure that you're going to find somebody wonderful in your life who has the same roots, almost like somebody, it is a sign of me that says, you were supposed to actually meet this person long time ago. But then you went into a hole, into a gap, into a narrow space, and you locked yourself there, you know? And you didn't know how to get out. And you thought that's the way you have to live. So it's almost like when you walk away from that, you wake back in time, and you turn the world, and you go back in time to a different time, to a different era. Does it make sense? And you, when you wake up, you'll say, wow, I'm a different person. I'm totally transformed. I'm someone else. And you will feel amazing. The love that's going to come to you and the way you will embrace it and the way how excited it's going to feel after being in this void and missing this for such a long period of time, it's going to be day and night, you know, like opposite. It's going to be an incredible shift and turnaround. You understand?
Right.
You will wake up and say, wow, now I feel alive. Like, how could I live all these years? You know what I mean? In that bubble. And now I see myself so fulfilled, because we actually meant to have a partner in this life, and somebody who's bringing us the comfort zone, who's completing us, who's there for us, you know. I mean, life without love, without a touch, without, you know, sharing things and emotion, and it's kind of empty. As much as people who are alone can say, well, I'm very happy with myself, I'm okay, I'm in my skin, and so on and so forth. But yet, you know, the life itself means being with somebody, you know. Mm-hmm. But you don't want to be in a relationship to be hurt or to be, you know, emotionally abused or to be disappointed or to be betrayed. None of those feelings you don't want to bring in. But in your case, I personally can sort of, it's like I'm giving you a promise, you know, that you will be so happy in this relationship with this amazing man, an introvert, extremely charismatic, very good looking, but not infatuated with himself. And I see the two of you like this. That's what I see in my mind when I think of you walking along a beach, hand in hand, you know, by the water, and talking about life. And like every second of your life will become so precious, and you will feel so protected. And it's going to be amazing. The transformation in you, and it's going to happen just like that, in a second. After all this time of waiting and waiting, but start putting your mind to work to see it first, to see it in your, like open your subconscious mind where everything about you exists, and allow that reality to come to your consciousness so that you can see it and you can embrace it and you can allow it. You have to allow it. Not allowing it is not going to happen. You have to say, yeah, I'm ready for it. I'm going to allow it. And tell yourself every single day, I'm ready. I'm allowing it right now. It's exactly what I need right now. I think that's why we're talking, because you feel the readiness. Do you?
Right. Oh, definitely.
Yeah, it's going to be up in a V. I see a V and W. Now, remember, W is like two Vs. But this comes very strong. This might have a lot to do with this person in your life, whatever that means, you know. And a V and a G, like John, Jack, something like that. So I do see names. I see the picture of that person. I wish you can see the way I see it, you know. It's like almost it's like almost I tap into sub-layers of your mind where the memory is stored there, and I want to bring it, and I want to make it clear and define it and make you see it. And when you see it, you said, aha, this is it. Yeah, that's it. That's true. I embrace it. You know, I welcome it. And the moment you do all of this, the next day you meet that person who's actually meant to be part of your life. There's going to be no mistake into it.
Awesome.
Awesome.
No,
I say the same thing.
I need to work with my mind and allow it, because it's...
Yes.
And I think that whole visioning of it, because, you know, I'm planning on moving soon, and, you know, just seeing everything that I want and allowing everything that I want. If I can...
Right.
Once I see it, I can have it.
Oh, you will have it. This is something you will have it. This is something you will feel it. This is something that is part of your faith. It's there. Believe that we all destined to experience a certain situation, meet certain people, and this is somebody who's meant to be part of your life. No more being lonely. That's over. Those years and those times of your life are ending it right now as we speak, you know?
Excellent. I like it. Thank you.
Okay, my angel. I love you. And call anytime, whenever you want. And for everybody listening, this was my love episode. And I'm so glad that we talked a little bit about love, because nothing affects us quite like love. And this profound emotion can make us or break us, or heal us or hurt us, help us or hinder us. So truly love reaches deeper than anything else within in our human experiences. So it's not easy. More often, you know, relationship turn complicated and confusing. But what I try to do this time for Valentine's Day is offer you solution to all this kind of relationship problems, big and small, and help you envision your partner in the work with all those golden rules that I gave you. So if you want to overcome the obstacle, it's up to you. If you want to reach out to me, you certainly can. You can call me. You can be my friend on Facebook. You can always reach out to me through even Home Time Radio or send me an email at carmenharairol. And I'm very excited that you joined me on this show, and I'm thank you for having me in your life, and God bless you, and happy Valentine's, and I'll be with you next Tuesday on 7 p.m. Eastern Time. I'm Carmen Hara.